Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today is another auspicious day in Daf Yomi, Lamed Beis in Meseches Megillah, Siyum on Meseches Megillah today. Of course, today is a good opportunity to spend time for Chazara because the Meseches ends on Amud Aleph. Our Daf, we're going to pick up five lines from the bottom in regards to Kriyas HaTorah and the halachos of where one is supposed to stop and start Shabbos morning, Mincha, as well as the halachos of the Ole, the fellow who gets up for an Aliyah in terms of his brachos, when he opens the Torah, when he makes the bracha. Glila is going to be the subject as well for Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Could very well be that what we refer to as Glila is not exactly the Golel that's referred to in Shas, as we will see in our Gemara. Finally, we will have, traditionally, some Agadita to conclude the Masechta, as well as the Halacha of Shoylin Vidarshin, Bin Yonai Shalyom, being Doresh, the Halachos, and the Inyan, particularly, of the Yom Tov, on the Yom Tov itself. So let's Bezer Hashem pick up, 5 lines from the Ban Laman Aleph on Bez, Tana Rabbana. Mokom Shemafsikim B'Shabbos Shachris, Shom Karin B'mincha. The place that we stop, let's say we concluded Parshas V'eschanan this past Shabbos right before V'hoya Ekev Tishmon. So in Mincha we pick up there. That's of course our custom as well. However, the Braisa now, continuing with the Shita Rabbi Meir, then advances something different than what we did on Monday. B'mincha, the place that we stopped the mincha, Shom Karin B'sheni, you pick up from there and read on Monday. B'sheni, where you stopped the Monday, Shom Karin B'chamishi. B'chamishi, Shom Karin L'Shabbos Haba. So according to Rabbi Meir, Divrei Rabbi Meir, the opinion of Rabbi Meir is that we're constantly moving ahead. And we don't review on Monday and Thursday, as well as on Shabbos, we're picking up where we left off from the last Kriyas Haftarah. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Malkam Shemafsikim B'Shabbos Shachris Shom Karin B'Mincha U'B'Sheni U'B'Chamishi U'L'Shabbos Haba. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that wherever we conclude Parshas V'Eschanan, we begin reading V'Hoya Ekev by Shabbos Mincha, as well as Monday and Thursday and the next week. Of course, Amar Rabbi Zera Halacha, Rabbi Zera points out that we follow this opinion. Malkam Shemafsikim B'Shabbos Shachris Shom Karin B'Mincha U'B'Sheni says the Gemara, why did Rabbi Zera just repeat Rabbi Yehuda's words? Let him say that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. Answers the Gemara in the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph Mishum Da Apchiluhu. There were some people who had mixed up the opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So what would come out is the people who had said Rabbi Meir's opinion was Rabbi Yehuda's, they would think that you go straight and you don't repeat Shabbos Mincha and Monday in morning. And hence, Rabbi Zera just repeated the words of Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara continues on the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph Tan Rabbonon Poiseach V'Roye Goylel. When someone gets an aliyah, he's supposed to open up the Sefer Torah, see the place where he's going to read from. Goylel, then he closes it again, umevarech, and he makes the bracha, the choyzer upaiseach v'kari, and then he opens up again to read. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Meir, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, paiseach v'raya, umevarech v'kari. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need to close it again. My time at the Rabbi Meir, what is Rabbi Meir's svara? Kidu ula. The Amar ula, mepnei ma amra, akeri betere, lo yisayeya limiturgman. Why do they say that someone who's reading from the Torah, that he should not help the Turgamon and translate for the people? Kidoi shula yomru, targum kosa betere. In order that people should have it clear that the targum is not what's written in the Torah. In other words, one person, the ola, reads what's written in the Torah, and the other, the Metargim, says the Targum. Hochanam here too argues Ula, Bidas Rabbi Meir, Kidei Shalo Yoimru Brachas Ksuvim B'Torah. The reason we close it is to make sure that people should not think that the Brachas are written in the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda, Targum Ikalamite. Rabbi Yehuda says no, Targum people can get confused. Brachos Lekalamite. When it comes to Brachos, people will not get confused. Am Rabbi Zeira, Am Rav. Masna, Rav Masna said, as quoted by Rabbi Zeira, halacha. This is probably why we now have this in the Gemara, because we just quoted an earlier psak of Rabbi Zeira. So once again, we're quoting psak of Rabbi Zeira. What is halacha? Paseach v'rayim v'varech v'kare. You should open up and then make the bracha and read. We don't follow the concern of Ula and Rabbi Meir. V'leim halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Again, same thing over here. Why didn't Rabbi Zeira just repeat Rabbi Yehuda's words? And why doesn't he simply say the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? Mishum da'apchilu, because some had mixed up what the halacha is. Period. We're going to have another psak of Rabbi Zeira. Bezer Hashem, for the halacha from the Daily Daf, one of the nominees would be the halachas of getting an aliyah. And that really emerged from our sugya. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Masna, haluchos v'abimos ein ben mishum kedusha. There is no kedusha for, let's start with the second one. The bima that they would make for the king, for the Parshas HaMelech during Hakel, so that bima does not have kedusha. Now the word bima over here is actually not the way many people use colloquially the word bima. The bima over here means the platform. Like was used in modern day Hebrew, is a stage is referred to as a bama. So a bima is that bama is a stage. So that doesn't have kedusha. Now don't be confused, of course. In the beginning of the fourth parak, you have those things that are tashmisha, kedusha, that serve as sefer Torah, do have kedusha. But hence we're talking about the platform. Now the luchos, so here we have a striking Rashi. This is one of the places where Rashi says, I don't know. Haluchos lo yedati mehim. I don't know exactly what they are. Then Rashi quotes, yesh mefarshin. Some say that they are the boards or the bookcases, or some say it is the binding of books. All of those things that are bindings for our svarim. The Aruch gives another explanation. The Aruch says that it refers to the area of the klaf. That's what the luchos are. The area of the klaf that are above the ksav. Both the explanation of Rashi, as Tosis points out in Dibur HaMaskal Luchos, and the explanation of the Aruch are hard to understand because we thought that they do have Kedusha. In fact, in regards to the bottom of the parchment, the Gemara in Kol Kisvei says that the bottom of the parchment is Metameis HaYodayim. So that is a little bit difficult. Tosis deals with this a little bit. Both the Pshatim probably lead Rashi to say Lo Yadati Maheng and the Achronim work to try to be miyashev the two pshatim. If we're talking about the bindings of the svarim or shelves that hold the svarim, if they're devoted to that, so one would raise whether they have tashmishe kedusha, and it could be that Rashi is emphasizing that if it's not made with the parchment, so then those things that bet svarim do not have tashmishe kedusha. The Aruch Pshat though remains difficult. The Gemara continues about 10 lines in Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Shafti, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shvatya says the name Rabbi Yochanan Goyel Sefer Torah, the one who does Glila. Now over here, the word Glila, as described by Rashi, is not the way Ashkenazim referred to Glila. The Goyel over here is the person who raises a Sefer Torah and puts it on his lap. And so says Rabbi Yochanan, the way it should be closed is Al HaTefer. The Tefer, of course, is the sewn area between two pieces of parchment. Another teaching of Rabbi Shvatya in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Goyel Sefer Torah, Goyeloi Mibachutz, Ve'en Goyeloi Mibafnim. Someone who does Glila, and he's doing Glila alone, and he needs to roll the Sefer Torah, what he should do is roll what we call the Eitz Chaim, the support of the Sefer Torah that's further outside, as opposed to the one that's closer to him. And the reason for that, imagine that the Sefer Torah is sitting on his lap. If he's going to roll the one that is inside him, it's standing up on his lap, or even better, if it's laying on his lap, so then instead of rolling the inside one towards the outside one, then it's likely that the outside one is going to chaschli fall off his lap. Let him roll the outside one towards the inside one. Ukishimahatko. And when he finishes doing the glila, and he's now going to attach it, so then he should take the inside one and force it close to the outside one. This way that those people who are seeing it, that they'll be able to see the ksav. As of course, we know that one of the ideas of Hagba is to be able to show the Ksav to others. So, Mahatko Bifnim Vein Mahatko Bichutz. V'amr Bishvati Amr Biachan, Asar Shekor B'Torah. If you have 10 people who have gotten together for Kriyas HaTorah, Hagodol Shebem Goyal Sefer Torah. The one who is most Choshuv should do the glila. Of course, this is not well known, that the most significant kibud when it comes to the Torah is the Hagba, or in the Lashon Chazal, the glila, as Rabbi Yochanan teaches, Hagoyel noite schar kulam, because he gets the schar of all of them. Dam Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Asar Shebekar B'Torah, Hagoyel Sefer Torah kibul schar kulam. He gets the schar of all of them. Schar kulam salkadaitach el eimar, kibul schar kinegikulam. He doesn't take the schar of everybody else, but it's equal to that of the schus of everybody else with the Kriyas HaTorah. Now the Gemara goes to another teaching of Rabbi Yochanan. V'amar v'shvati yom Rabbi Yochanan, Menayin shemishtamshim bebasko. How do we know that a person should listen to sounds that he hears that emanate from above to decide what to do? Rashi explains, let's read the Rashi inside. Mishtamshim bebaskol and belibo lahaskol dover. He's not sure whether to start something. V'shama kol, he hears a sound, ohin olav. Something saying yes or no. Holech achrav, he should listen to it. Ve'enka mishom nechush, and you don't have to worry that this is a prohibition, that the Torah Kedosha says, lo senachashu v'lo sonenu v'yikra yutes. Of course, witchcraft is prohibited. That's not witchcraft. Shenemar, how do we know it's not considered witchcraft? Aznecha tishmana dover me'acharecha le'mor. If you hear something behind you. V'hani mil d'shama kol gavra b'misa. So here, the baskol is the sound of a man in the city. Vikal isisa bidabra, or the sound of a woman in a desert. Now, both of those cases are not common to hear. Why? It seems, according to some of the Mefarshim, the Ritva quote in the Ein Yaakov, in where there are people in the city, you hear the sounds of women more than you hear the sounds of men. However, in the desert, you don't hear even women. So then, in such a case, then that's a baskol shebo elov. That's a baskol that's destined for him. Hence, if a person hears yes or no in a place where people are generally not talking, so then in such a case, that simin would be significant. V'hud amar in hin, and it's only if he hears the word yes twice. V'hud amar lav lav, and only if no is said twice. V'amar shvati amar b'yechon kol akari b'loy ni'ima. Anybody who learns without Ni'ima, Rashi translates without the trup. If you read the psukim without the trup, and you learn Vishone below Zimra, and you learn without singing, you're supposed to sing when you learn. Alav akosav omer v'gamanina satelem chukim lo tovin. Then the chukim fall into a category of chukim lo tovin. Tosis gives a rationalistic explanation to the Gemara. Tosis explains that the singing is not the way we sing when we're learning. Or a person who is singing a beautiful niggun while he learns a niggun of simcha. Tosis does not learn that way. Tosis learns that they used to set the Mishnayos to songs, which actually exists in Arzeinu HaKadosha. People memorize Mishnayos based on Nigunim. However, one can understand the Gemara on a emotional level as well, on a musical level as well, that to be learning Besimcha, of course, is critical. Rav Effie Green told me that Rav Schechter told him that whatever he was zochet to in Torah is because he always learned Besimcha, and learning Besimcha is extremely important, and maybe one could take the Gemara literally, is that the Zimra is being the song, the Simcha, the joy, the passion in one's learning. Masavu Abaye. Abaye asked, Mishum de lo yod l'vesume kolos, because he doesn't know how to use his voice properly, both in terms of tamim of the psukim, as well as learning bezimra, you're going to say, Mishpatim lo yichlu behem, because the end of the pasuk is that they won't live with the ordinances. Karispe, ela, rather, Abaye gives another explanation. Kidru Misharshi. The Amr Shnei Talmid Chacham Yoshin Birachas. There are two Talmid Chacham there sitting in a city. What a powerful Musar. What a way to end the Masechta. Ve'ein Noichin Zeze Ba'alacha. And they don't show respect to each other in Halacha. And all they do is they try to contradict each other. On them the pasuk says, and that is so important that Talmidei Chacham use the special kolchos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given them, the opportunity to learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given them their knowledge to be Talmidei Chacham Rodev Shalom, to be Bonei Shalom, and not Chas V'Chalila to compete with each other. And unfortunately, the Yetzer Hara for that is sometimes big. The Gemara in the last narrow line continues, Amar Rebbe Franach, Amar Rebbe Yechanan. Kol Eicha Sefer Torah Arum, somebody holds on to a Sefer Torah in his parchment, Nikbar Arum, will be buried naked. In other words, they hold a Sefer Torah, they'll be buried naked. Arum Salka Daitach, says the Gemara, does it mean he'll be literally buried naked? El Eima Nikbar Arum below mitzvahs. He'll be buried without mitzvahs. Below mitzvah, he won't have that mitzvah, in other words, of holding the Sefer Torah, because he didn't do it properly. Better to move the mitpachas. Mitpachas is the cloth that is around the Sefer Torah, as opposed to moving the Sefer Torah itself. You know, the person I work for, the Rosh Yeshiva Netiv Ari, Rav Bina, has a unique expression, unique way of looking at things. So one time he said to Chacham Avadya Yosef Zatzal that God is Sfardi, whatever that means. So Chacham Avadya supposedly got a big kick out of that. So here you see Lechura Sfardi again, that this is how, of course, Sfardim move the Sefer Torah with the Mitpachat. There is a Mitpachat that surrounds the Sefer Torah. Hence, one should be tegal mitpachat. One should move the Sefer Torah with the kerchief and not touch the Sefer Torah itself, as we saw above. Kol ochei Sefer Torah arum. So that applies to moving it as well. If one touches it, then it's a chisaron of kavodat Torah. Pasuk continues. Vayidaber Moshe Ma'adei Hashem al Bnei Yisrael mitzvasos yu karinos. And now Chazal darshan the pasuk of Vayidaber Moshe, that you shall speak to Bnei Yisrael. So there's a mitzvah shiyu kari naisa kol echad ve'echad bizmanoi, that you should read all of the appropriate kriyas of the parshas hamoedos, each one in its appropriate time. Tana rabbanu Moshe tikkun Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu is mesakin to klal Yisrael shiyu shoylin v'dorshin binyano shalyon, that they should ask and expound on the concepts of that day, hilchos pesach v'pesach, hilchos atzeres v'atzeres, hilchos chag b'chag, the halachos of each one of those Yom Tovim on its day. Now, in the past, for Hilchos Pesach, we've expounded on this Maimer Chazal, because the Gemara in Pesachim also tells us, Shalom v'darshin b'Hilchos HaPesach, kodem HaPesach Shloshim Yom. So the Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, and many others, discuss the dichotomy over here and the implications of it. That's also a nominee for us to discuss for the halacha of the daily daf. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Meseches Megillah. Hadron Aloch B'nei Yair V'Selikolah Meseches Megillah. Looking forward Be'ezer Hashem to being Mesayim many other Mesechtas together, and Be'ezer Hashem picking up tomorrow with Daf Be'ez in Meseches Moed Katan.